Greetings, audio people, and particularly those who are following Audio Mo of 2025. The date is June 19th at around 5 p.m., and I am currently standing in my living room using the Giant Squid Audio Lab microphones I purchased back in 2006, 2007, I forget exactly when. And I haven't used these in any regular fashion since probably 2010. I think I did a test recording once in 2014 with an Olympus LS14, I think, which I still have sitting in a drawer. We're now using them plugged into a Zoom H1 Essential, connected to a set of sunglasses. In fact, these are the same sunglasses I've been using since 2007, which I've also been living in a drawer. I have no idea how this is going to turn out because I've not tried this before, but you know, typically with such microphones, we try to do pressure level tests and things, which essentially just involves running around and slamming doors and testing different environment things. So I am now walking towards my kitchen, just because my other half is over there. And there goes her text alert tone. And if you know the reference to what that was, good for you. But if you don't, I won't bother explaining because you probably won't care. You can now probably hear the refrigerator on my left. Oh, what the hell? Oh, now she's stopping me. So she just came up to me, opened a drink, took a drink, and then backed up to do that. Well done.
Ruining it.
Huh?
Ruining it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can go on now. But after that, I'll be nice.
I'm not editing that out.
You're not?
I guess I can. Oh boy. Let's be classy and stick my head in the fridge. Ow. cold. How about the freezer? More cold. But at least this is at head level, so I don't whack my head on the top of it. Refreshing. It really kind of is, because it's hot and humid outside. Marge, can you set the oven cold? Seriously, this is nice, but probably not good for my electric bill. All right. Next test. I guess that really wasn't a test, just more of a demonstration to see how well my binaural freezer sounds. And we're walking over to a bathroom. We're not going to do the toilet test. We are going to do the close the door test by entering the bathroom and doing this. And oh boy. Here, have a fan. That was exciting. Maybe not. Definitely wasn't. All right, next. The dog's going to get off the couch because he sees me putting on shoes. You're going to stay in here. You were just outside. What? Okay, fine. He's bitching at me. You want to go outside for a second? Okay.
Why else would you put on your shoes?
We'll go down the block. Okay, come on. She's normally not this explosive. I think she's just trying to be amusing on the recording.
Trying to annoy you.
Oh, it's not annoying me at all.
Oh, I gotta try
to. I'll just tag you in it, and people will know who you are now, and that, and that you have a voice. Fuck a little do indeed. All right, we're gonna go outside. Door test. All right, let's go see. Turning left down the sidewalk. Passing a car in the parking lot on my right. I'm sure I'm getting weird looks because I have microphones on my head. And this is me not giving a shit. Another car passing on our right. Turning left again. It's about, I want to say, 81, 82 degrees Fahrenheit here. A little bit of a breeze. It's been pretty humid and very sunny at the moment. So these glasses are serving as double duty here as eye protection and a place to put these microphones on. Dogs stopping to sniff stuff in the grass on my left. Still sniffing. All right. And we're on the move. There's a police siren off in the distance. Stopping at a corner while the dog sniffs. Still sniffing, come on. Stopping again. Here we go. All right. Now we're going to turn. And we're gonna head back home. We go a lot farther on our walks, but the soundscape does not really change in any significant fashion from what you've already heard. Therefore, we'll go on a walk later. Considering he just went for a walk like 10 minutes ago. Thank you. Off he goes. Run. He just went to his other half. That car's still in the parking lot. Okay. Turning back to the right and passing that same car. Back inside. One other thing we're gonna go record real quick, since there is a bit of a breeze. You can go check out our wind chimes out back. Because they're purdy and we likes them. You want to come out with us? Okay. The dog loves to go out back. We have a swing on our back patio, which he loves to go behind. I don't know why. Pulling back our little blinds here on the door, opening door. Going out. There you go. And here we are on my back patio, which has a swing to my right, wind chimes kind of in front and to the left. And the thing that my voice is echoing off is a shed in front of me, also slightly to the left. I'm not going to open the shed because it has a bunch of crap in it. We'll see if the wind blows at all. That motor you can hear, especially for those not accustomed to hearing American style power things, is an air conditioner. Not ours, someone else's. There's another air conditioner to the right. I don't think that one's ours. I can't really hear the wind chimes. I guess I'll just come up to them and make them chime myself. Karen and I picked these chimes out ourselves, and we were very particular about both the key and scale. We both liked the key of C. Other wind chimes in different keys just didn't sound right, and what can I say? I love my pentatonics, and this fits both. So we like it.
What you doing? What you doing?
Are you behind the swing? No, you're really not. Okay, you don't have to be. You just usually like to go behind the swing. Bunch of weeds. I need to get out here and pull some of this crap. Good weekend project. Maybe I'll do that. We're gonna head back in and probably call this a recording. Going in. Come on, going in. Good boy. Pull the blinds closed. And secure the door. And there we go. So hopefully this worked out well and that these microphones have survived several moves and years of disuse. I guess we're gonna find out.